Well, I don't know what happened to the rest of the guys. I guess they're all union, you know, and they get paid by the note. I don't want to be out here all alone. Well, I'll tell you what. They'll come out when I tell the story about them. You know, I have a little training camp that musicians come to. We search for spiritual sport together, and it's called Camp Howdy. Howdy. Give me a good mini pearl howdy. Goodness gracious. Well, me and these other guys were sitting around in the campfire last Saturday night trying to surprise ourselves into a state of enlightenment. When out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre. He had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us, and he fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy. We're vegetarians. I say, you boys, climb out of that campfire. Come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We gonna fly with the free Mexican Air Force. Well, when he said spiritual sport, sure enough, we climbed out of that campfire, went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent and pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap and slimmed into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. We were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard, a hooligan, out across a bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. We climbed aboard. He motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat. I felt proud. Then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, and they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. But as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead, and as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, Bo? I called him Bo. This thing fly?
What are you, boys? Superstitious?
Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment, and he just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with the fuse at one end. The fuse was lit, and he said, "Hey, man, you drive." I grabbed hold of the little wheel and I pulled back. A miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind.